Hey everybody, Mark here, and I just wanted to let you guys know that due to some scheduling conflicts for the month of February, we're going to be doing a filler February, where it's all going to be side quests and fun goofy stuff like that. Sorry about the problems with scheduling, but if you are in life players, you know how hard it is to get five adults in a room at the same time. We appreciate your patience, and I'm going to apologize ahead of time about the quality. We had to record this all online, which is not normally how we do it, so it's going to sound a little wonky, but the story's fun. It's a Gort thing. We love Gort. Anyways, hope you enjoy, and we'll see you back on our regularly scheduled show in March. So bear with us and enjoy the ride. Keep it dicey.
Welcome, everyone, to a very exciting side story episode of Dicey Situations. We're going to be calling this next batch of episodes Filler Arc February. We're going to do four wonderful nights of complete chaos with a brand new crew. Boys, would you mind sounding off with your new characters, if you wouldn't mind?
Rich playing Seth Lightfoot.
Mark playing Gamblecleese.
Harper playing Quintarius Can Stop Stealing.
Now, I know that you're all very excited to get into the mayhem that is going to be happening in Bodkali, but right now, we're going to start this story four nights before our heroes arrived. Four nights earlier, in the teeming slum underneath Bodkali, cramped, winding streets below the Great Wizard City, here the ingredients needed for the elaborate spellcraft done above ground is kind of all sort of coagulated into this steaming mess of a district. We can see piled into an alley three adventurers and one small beast. And one of these small hooded figures is leaning and looking at a door, examining some thieves' cant. Rich, would you describe your character for me real quick?
Sure. Seth Lightfoot is a dwarf. He's about 4 feet tall. He's wearing bright red hobgoblin armor that is kind of too big for him, but he's got an even bigger cloak that he just covers everything with to hide himself from all the danger. And he's got a grayish beard and hair that's kind of natted up. It doesn't look like he's taken a bath in a long time. That's Seth.
An investigation check from Seth, if you wouldn't mind.
It's a nice 10.
All right, perfect. So you can notice that there's thieves' cant on this door. Clearly this is a place where rogues and cutthroats gather. And I think if you bow down at the front of the door, you can see there's a little black feather resting right below the awning. And you turn back, and you can see kind of pushing you aside a little bit to get a better look. Harut, would you please describe your character for me?
Mm-hmm. My name's Harut. I'm playing Quintarius Can't Stop Stealing. I'm a Luxodon, about 7, 6 and a half, you know, 7 if he lies about it, feet tall. And he is clothed in the most mixed-matched array of wealthy people's clothing you could find. 2 different pairs of shoes, both of them spotless and clean like they were just bought today, though he didn't buy them.
Can I get a perception check with that big old trunk of yours? You can roll that with advantage.
Yes, sir. It's a 18.
You kind of lean over Seth, who, he's a dwarf, so you kind of tower over him. You are quite a large elephant man, so you lean by him, and your trunk kind of picks up dexterously the black feather, and you give it a hard sniff. This is definitely from a Kenku. You know that Kenku rogues have been seen in these slum quarters. With an 18 perception, I also say that you can hear rustling behind you as the third member of your troop, Gamblecleese. Mark, would you please describe your character for me?
Gamblecleese is about an 8 foot tall minotaur. I'm wearing a, way too unbuttoned silk shirt with a, how do we put this? Like a smoking jacket over it.
Beautiful.
Like, not like Hugh Hefner, but like, you know, Richard Cheese. Something real tacky. Got my shades on at all times. And, you know, I'm just wearing way too many chains and bullshit. I'm a real douchebag.
So loud in all forms for a rogue.
And joining me right now is my lovely boar, Sasha.
We went with Sasha. All right. Yeah, you can see very round. There is a lovely plump boar next to Gamblecleese. Gamblecleese, can I get an animal handling check if you wouldn't mind?
You certainly can. Oh, that's a flat 13.
All right, yeah, Sasha's just like rooting around, eating it like just disgusting food scraps on the ground. But it appears you three, after a little bit of a rough go getting into the city, have found the Thieves Guild in Lower Bodkali. What you guys like to do?
You guys think this is really the place? Or do you think it's like a trick?
Well,
maybe they want us to go here and it's a trap, but then it's somewhere else.
That's smart. You're a smart guy.
Oh, thanks.
What the thieves can't say again? I don't want to take off my... Wait, what?
Wait, what?
You can't read?
Oh, I can't read. No. Oh. No. Never learned.
Oh, for the love of God. Hold on. Let me do a quick perception check. Flat 20.
Dirty 20, Gamblecleese. You push by these numbskulls and you kind of look at the thieves' can on the door. It says, "Fellow shadows, gather here." A very fancy Gothic script on this doorway. And as you approach, can I get an Arcana check from the group, if you wouldn't mind?
17.
5. 13.
Gamblecleese, you can see that as you approached and read the thieves' can aloud, this alarm spell evaporates across the doorframe, and the door slowly swings open into a dark interior chamber.
All right, let's proceed with caution, boys. I'm going to... All right,
I'll go first because I'm really good at scouting. And I just dart in front of Gamblecleese and sneak, I do a barrel roll down the stairs.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Oh my God, you're so sneaky.
Can I get a stealth check with disadvantage?
That's 14.
Gamblecleese and Quintorius can't stop stealing, and also Sasha. They see this, Seth dives into this dark hallway, doesn't realize it is a spiral staircase. And you just hear him eat shit for a good 30 to 45 seconds.
Probably shouldn't have rushed in like that.
I don't think he's going to be okay.
Well, let's go check on him.
Seth, that's 7 bludgeoning damage as you tumble loudly down a flight of stairs. Very, very slippery. Yeah.
After I hit the bottom, I just kind of, throw my voice up. It's all clear.
I'm glad he went first, then.
All right, Quintorius, let's go. Okay. Sasha!
I want to try and steal the welcome mat as I go through the door.
Go for it. Give me a slight hand check.
It's a 27.
27, you roll up that welcome mat, slide it into one of your very long flowing jacket pockets.
Welcome to Quintorius' jacket, am I right?
Yeah, they aren't good if they don't need it anymore.
Alright, I'm gonna make a quick check for Sasha. Sasha's about pug dog sized. It's not a very big boar. So she's gonna make a real quick athletics check here. That's a dirty 20.
Yeah.
Cows can't go downstairs. Pigs, turns out, totally fine. Nailed it. She follows you down, Gamblecleese. And if you guys wouldn't mind making a quick perception check as you enter this dark room, but it is quite warm and cozy in here.
It's a 14.
It's a 3.
It is very dark in here, Seth. and you also did just tumble down the stairs pretty aggressively. But as you're getting up and you're kind of dusting yourself off, you look as Gwatorius, Gamblecles, and Sasha kind of trot by you. And with a 14 and a 13, Gamblecles and Quintorius, it seems to you're in this sort of like rundown. It almost looks like, the best way to describe it, I think, it'd be like a teen hangout. It looks like a like abandoned sort of library slash warehouse in this kind of very dusty, like grungy part of this wizard city. It looks like it probably hasn't been used in forever. There's just like thick coating of dust and grime on pretty much everything. There's graffiti all over the walls here. This place has definitely seen better days. There's like broken bottles on the ground. You can see like little cigarette butts just kind of crumpled up on all this what was once nice furniture. But I think with a 14, Gamblecles, as you're looking around, a couple things do seem to be a bit out of place in this strange, dark kind of hideout. The most obvious one is there is a very large barrel at the back of this like pretty long room, and the barrel just looks completely out of place. And you can't see like a tiny head, kind of like little black feathered head, kind of sticking out of the top of the barrel.
Guys, look at that barrel. Look at the barrel over there. Keep quiet. Keep quiet.
Okay, I'm gonna steal that barrel.
I mean,
you think anything good in the barrel?
Hold on, let me take a sniff, see if I can.
I'll try and sniff out if there's anything in that bag.
I get some perception checks from the group.
14.
Well,
okay.
16. Smell. Okay. 16 smell.
What you guys see is this room is pretty long. There's kind of like upholstery and like kind of chairs full of like moldy old books. But at the back of the room where this barrel is, you're getting this strong smell of, smells like the Underdark. There's like a dankness to the whatever is hiding in this barrel. It stinks. Hard stank. Like a strong cheese, if I can be so bold.
Oh god. Guys, got some funk in that barrel. What the hell is in there? I don't want that thing anymore. Jesus. It's like it didn't, whatever it is, didn't get clean. It's like a sewer system going in there. What the hell is that smell? Oh my god.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, I think we should just throw that barrel out. Ain't nothing good could smell that bad.
I'd like
we
to
just set it on fire.
Ignore the barrel! Ignore the barrel!
What is the barrel talking?
Chef, your trial has begun. You were all brought here because of your various skills. Yes, various. Yes, all of your skills. Seth Lightfoot, a dwarf who is loud, but also quite sneaky, kind of. And then two very large rogues. Who would have expected it? Yes. You always need a swashbuckling elephant and a wild card. So, your trial to become part of the shades of the Phantom has begun. The first step you must succeed in to reach the great heights that the Phantom is setting is to find me in this of our new hideout. If you could find me, you will have gained entrance to an elite club of shadows who are also Phantoms. The chase is on.
What?
Are you in the barrel?
Don't ignore the barrel. You've never even seen a barrel. What's a barrel? No one would even know.
I'd like to bonus action dash approach the barrel.
Okay. Yeah, we will go into initiative order here. Gamblecles, what is your movement speed?
It's only 30.
All right, so the barrel's about 90 feet at the back of the room, this long hallway full of kind of rundown wizard accoutrement. But back there, kind of rustling now, this barrel, there's like little black feathers kind of clearly surrounding this large wooden barrel.
As you run over this dusty old rug, it flips up and goes to smother you. You dodge out of the way deftly as a rug of smothering is added to the initiative here. And you can hear this small voice go, "Ha ha! Decoy rug, go!"
Oh, God.
Still your turn. That was your movement and bonus action.
Because I bonus action dashed. Oh, no, I can't do that. Goring charge, or whatever the fuck it's called, because I got the horns.
Yes. Unfortunately, you use your bonus action to dash across this big hall. But you still have your action if you'd like to attack or do other rogue things. I don't know what wild card gets. We're doing some funky homebrew tonight, folks. This is a filler arc. We had to go nuts. So, what do you got, Gamble, please?
I'm going to slash the rug. My rapier. Nat 20! Get slashed, bitch.
Gamblecleaves with a nat 20 does a mean 13 damage as you go to slice at the rug, and because of the pattern on the rug, it looks like you've drawn like angry eyebrows with your rapier. So it looks furious.
Yeah. And then Sasha will act on my turn as well, doing... It just says she acts normally if I don't command her, so...
Perfect.
I guess she would see me getting into a tussle with a rug and hopefully charge in.
She's going to try to charge, but she's going to basically have to just use her movement to just full dash. But Sasha the Boar, this little round ball of bacon, it starts like a bowling ball flying down the hall toward this rug that is trying to smother Gamblecleaves.
Get it, Sasha.
Sasha, turn.
Piss on it, just like the one at the apartment.
That is the rug who is going to try to smother Gamblecleaves. It's a 17 hit.
Oh, I'm getting smothered, baby.
Oh, you are grappled and restrained. You are also blinded. At the start of your turn, you are going to take 14 bludgeoning damage. As you see, this massive rug is wrapped up on Gamblecleaves. Things are looking sketchy. Quintorius, that is you.
Quick DM sidebar. I was not expecting Gort to be this fucking good at setting up traps.
He's right. The Phantom now.
Back to Quintorius. Can't stop stealing. Sorry.
Gamblecleaves, you ruined the rug. I don't want to steal it anymore. I can't believe you cut eyes in me. You got that over there? Because I made up this piece of armor in the corner, and I kind of want its feather in the helmet. All right. I'm coming.
And I will bonus action take the dash to get right up on the rug.
Unbelievable. You run up on this rug that is wrapped completely around Gamblecleaves, cutting off all of his oxygen. What would you like to do?
All right, now hear me out, Mr. Rug. I was going to steal you, roll you up, put you in my pocket, but... You know, your garbage, your value just went down. So I'm going to have to ask you to die.
What?
That 11 just misses.
Well, I'm out of here. You got it, Gamblecleaves. Show us, boss. I'm going to pop a squat real quick. You got it.
Can you make a real quick insight check for me, Quintorius, if you wouldn't mind?
18.
You realize as you were going to stab the rug that you would definitely give a little bit of that piercing damage to Gamblecleaves. The Rug of Smothering has a feature called damage transfer. While it's grappling Gamblecleaves, he will take half the damage that the rug takes as you saunter away with your swashbuckling feature.
Actually, I used all my movement, so I can't move anymore.
Okay, you saunter in place. It's very menacing. You can hear from the barrel, "Good Santa!" It usually works better when you have a little movement left, but still pretty good.
I don't want to hear that from the stinky barrel.
It's part of the... Don't even look at the barrel. It's weird you're looking at it. Seth, that is your turn.
Because I don't know that the damage is going to transfer, Seth is going to take a shortbow shot at the rug.
Unbelievable.
And say, "I'm coming, Gamblecleaves." 12.
12 just hits. You will get sneak attack on this because your allies are very much on this rug.
16 damage.
Gamble, please. You can't see anything, and then you just feel an arrow go right into your thigh. Like, right into the meat. There is now a nice big hole in the rug of smothering. It looks very, very damaged. This rug is basically in ribbons now. Gamblecles, that is your turn.
So I take 14.
Oh, let's.
Can I take four? Do I take 14 up top, or do I get to do the save?
Hold on. Rich first. What were you gonna? What was your question there?
I was gonna say I run over here and bonus action hide under the table.
Okay, give me a stealth check. Disadvantage.
Throw a dagger and kill this thing before it kills me.
The nat one.
Don't tell me he hits me in the back of the head.
I think what happens, Seth, as you go to hide under the table, you look over. Give me a perception check with advantage.
Going to be a 19.
With a 19, your butt is fully sticking out from underneath the table. You look insane. And it's the armor's just way too big. It does not fit you. You should not be wearing this.
Not at all.
You look over, and you could swear that this chair is now looking at you menacingly. It's like the cushions on the chair have kind of like folded in, and because of the seam on the lip of the seat, it looks like this chair is mean mugging you.
Victorious, I think that chair is looking at my ass.
What? Why would he do that? I mean, it's a nice ass, and if I could steal it, I would, but, you know, it's weird.
Gamblecles, for the smother, you can either use your action to try to break out of this grapple, or if you want, you can just attack with disadvantage because you are restrained.
Of course, I'm a plus zero to strength minotaur.
You can also use acrobatics to try to get out.
Those aren't much better. Actually, they are much better.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to try and bust out of this thing.
Awesome. This thing will use Nicholas' strength check. I get a 13. Oh, no.
Nat 1, baby.
Oh, my God.
So I take it. I'm taking that bludgeoning.
You go to open your mouth as this thing just pushes more fabric down your throat. You're fully choking on this rug. Oh. This thing wants to suffocate you to death.
I'm taking tassels to the tonsils over here.
You do have your bonus action if you want to use it for anything.
I mean, obviously. Ooh.
I would let you make like a dagger attack as like a two-weapon fighting. I know it's not technically part of that, but if you wanted to, you could. What else do you get?
Okay, that's really all I can do. So I'm going to do that.
Okay.
But I'm raising the question now. Since I'm inside the rug, I don't take half of this damage, right?
You will take half of this damage. You'd have to basically stab yourself through the rug.
All right, well, I'm going down no matter what, so I'm going to stab this thing.
Okay.
Huh. Does a 19 hit?
It definitely does.
Plus sneak attack?
Yeah.
9 damage.
So you kill the rug and almost kill yourself. Mark, could you please describe what that looks like for me?
So from Sasha and Quintarius's point of view, the rug just looks like a burrito, right?
Yes.
So just imagine like a dagger sticking straight out from the middle of it, going up, and then I push out like fucking Ace Ventura coming out of the rhino.
Oh my God.
And I'm just coughing up fucking fringe and tassels.
I'm clutching onto your boars, horrified with what I'm saying.
Oh my God, what the hell? This is disgusting.
I'm real hurt, guys. I'm real hurt. And I point to the crossbow bolt sticking out of my fucking leg.
How'd that get there?
How the hell should I know?
It could have been anyone.
It hit you.
I was blinded by the rug.
I didn't know if there's a little peephole in it.
I wish. I'm gonna clean my sunglasses on my silken shirt.
It is now Sasha's turn. I will say, make a perception check real quick, Gamble, please.
For Sasha or me?
for Sasha.
Dirty 20?
Unbelievable. Sasha looks over and can see that this chair has leaned forward and is now walking on its legs, almost like an insectoid-like chair. It looks like it's about to charge Seth. What would Sasha like to do?
Sasha's going to intercept the chair.
Awesome. What's right the... as this
hold on.
Strange animated chair is like kind of...
I don't think Sasha can make it.
Oh, no. Oh, she has a 40-foot speed.
Score. Charge, Sasha!
So Sasha charges this like little boar, skitters across this like dingy wizard hall. And as this chair is reeling up to attack Seth, this boar slams into it. It is going to do its charge attack. So it's going to make a tusk attack. Totally misses.
A plus for Sasha, effort, babe.
Wait. That is the animated chair. It's going to go right by Sasha and make a beeline for Seth. Sasha will make a little tusk attack as it runs by with her reaction. Is going to unfortunately miss on a 10. And the chair is, you can see it's just like, just real fancy wizard chair that just rambles right up on Seth and goes to make a slam attack. It's just a 6, just totally misses, but you see furniture just tumbling at Seth. Quintorius, that is your turn.
Oh god, Seth, you okay? I'm dying. Oh god, you're dying! I'm coming, boy! You leave him alone with your poorly upholstered wooden body.
Oh! Mystery chair! Attack!
No! Mystery chair.
17 does hit.
Hairish mystery chair.
Can you please describe to me how you destroy this chair?
Was it made of balsa wood?
My rapier, and I just riddle it with holes. As many holes as possible. Like that scene in Robin Hood Men in Tights when Blinken was hitting the post. And you just see wood shavings fly everywhere.
Can you make an insight or perception check for me, Quintorius?
Am I smelling for the perception, or am I looking?
No, I think you're looking. I think you're all looking, right. Actually.
It's a 16.
As you destroy this chair, you look over in this old, dusty, old reading chair. It looks like it, like, frowns at you.
Oh, God! Oh, God! This man!
There's so much angry furniture in this crazy old wizard hangout. Anything with your bonus action?
Yeah, I'm going to bonus action. I'm going to use the rest of my movement to go 5 feet, man. And I'm going to
call.
Bonus action dash towards the armor whose feather I want to steal.
I'll be safe next to this armor.
Get a sleight of hand check real quick.
16?
Can I get a persuasion or performance roll?
Performance it is. That's a nat one.
The animated armor, as you run into it, you go to steal its feather, and this armor pulls a shield up and bashes your hand away. The animated armor has now joined the combat.
I'm so sorry, sir. I didn't know there was a person in there.
Okay, and you can see Goit's like, I didn't even know that one was there! Shit! Okay, it's getting a little out of control. That is Seth Lightfoot's turn. What would you like to do?
Do I notice that this chair is an animated chair like this one?
It is, yes. You can see the chair. Once again, it seems that this crazy old wizard hangout still has a little bit of trap magic alive in this furniture. This little reading chair looks animated, much like the one that got destroyed by Quintorius.
I'm going to jump on the table, so 5 feet onto the table.
What can I get, an acrobatics check?
It'll be at disadvantage, so it'll be a 9.
Eat shit getting on the table. You hit your knee in that spot where you know it's going to hurt, tonight. That's 2 points of bludgeoning damage. Okay, you're up on the table, though. Looking good.
I think Seth is, holding the leg up, where he's, cradling the knee. Oh, all right. Okay. Ah, shit. Quintoris, you look like you're in trouble. And I'm just going to shoot a arrow over at the armor.
I didn't know this guy was alive.
That's a nat one.
The arrow sticks right in the helmet, and this guy just looks up at you, all irritated with his kind of clanky, almost robotic movements. This defensive spell has come alive in this animated suit of armor. Anything with your bonus action?
I'm just going to yell, Quintoris! I hit him right in the eye, and it didn't do anything!
He's unkillable!
And I'm going to try and hide under whatever this is.
Sure, can I get a stealth check? Disadvantage, of course.
The 12?
Yeah, I mean, you just like put like a bowl on the table on your head and kind of hunker down on top of the table.
Oh yeah, standing perfectly still. Not even getting on the ground. I put it on my head and standing perfectly still.
You know what? This thing has a -4 to wisdom. I'm going to see if I can, how it goes. That's a -2. the armor completely loses you. You can tell it looks around with the arrow kind of sticking out of the stupid helmet as it decides it's going to just go ahead and try to swing this big shield down on Quintoris. He's going to make his multi-attack and
slam twice. Well, man, let's talk about this. Oh, boy.
A 19 is going to hit on the first slam attack for 7 bludgeoning. As you take a shield right to the gut, kind of knocks the wind out of you. Gamblecles, that is your turn.
I'm going to go ahead and ignore everything that's happening behind me. I'm going to use my movement to go right to the barrel, and I'm going to sleight of hand pull whatever's in the barrel out.
Okay, can I get a sleight of hand check? And you can do it with advantage.
That's a cool 25, baby.
With only a 22, you can see kicking and struggling and being pulled out of the barrel is a little Kenku rogue named Gort. He's this little black bird. He's maybe only 3 or 4 feet tall. He has a little hood pulled over his head. Ah, Gamblecles! I had a feeling as the wild card, you might be the first one to pass my test. Welcome to a league of shadow and phantoms.
All right, call off your Beauty and the Beast bullshit already.
Okay.
Fucking teapot's gonna hit me next, I bet.
I'm gonna be totally honest with you. Part of the initiation was also helping me clear out this old place so we could use it as a hideout. Because there were a lot of these things that were left behind, and I didn't, you know. I could obviously handle all of the disenchanting and the fighting myself, but I think it's important for you all to highlight your special skills, so you get right in there, and I will be very supportive from maybe over here a little bit.
Do you have magic or spells or anything that could help me out little bit
I'll
here?
I'll help. No, I feel rude now. Now that we're saying it out loud, I do feel rude. With my old rival, we got into kerfuffles like this all the time, that Glebnor. And you see this little tiny Kenku climbs out of the barrel. He is going to join the initiative.
Do you have any potions?
No, definitely don't. Potions are expensive. They don't tell you that, you know? I kind of left in a hurry from my other thing, so now... You know, I am pretty broke, so I figured the guild would kind of be good for me, mostly. We'll get ahead in the game, though. What do you got with that bonus action? As he kind of gets out of the barrel, starts pulling daggers out, getting ready to join the fight.
I'm going to hide in the barrel.
Oh, yeah, the barrel, good stuff in there. Yeah, it's a quality barrel. Make a stealth check for me.
Make a con
save because of the stench.
Quick constitution saving throw, if you would mind.
Shut up, Quintoris.
I just want to know if you throw up.
It's a 5.
Yeah, no, I didn't, I had no time to get deodorant. That's 3 points of poison damage to Gamblecles.
Oh, thanks a lot, Quintoris, you elephant. I'm on death's door.
No, I'll help. I'm going to run over here, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You see, Gort kind of skitters and runs across. He kind of, okay, I'll shoot him, I'll get him. He's going to make a short bow shot. And see, even with a 15, his arrow just dings into the shoulder armor. I wanted to highlight how strong the armor of this one was, so... That was me. after Gort, a very angry smoking chair is going to try to attack Seth Lightfoot.
Seth, hold on.
See there, sir.
Sasha just gets skipped.
Oh, go ahead. What did Sasha do? You got to control Sasha, not me. That's what Sasha's up to.
What's all on? How far is Sasha from this fucking chair? Oh, yeah. Sasha can make the chair. Yeah, charge the chair, Sasha!
As the chair charges Seth, Seth, you do have like a little like fruit bowl on your head and your very heavy plate armor, and as the chair kind of slams up over the table, it does kind of bust itself on this ill-fitting armor of yours. I believe you have an 18 AC, correct?
I do have an 18 AC.
Okay. Sasha is going to use her tusk attack. Miss on an 8. She's a little engine that could. She's trying her damnedest. Quintorius, that is your turn.
Listen, man, no hard feelings, right? It's just a nice feather up there. I want it to for me, right? But I could see you're clearly alive. And, you know, let bygones be bygones.
Make an insight or arcana check?
A flat 10.
The strange magic used to create this animated armor is unfeeling. It is unthinking. It is just going to try to bash you with a shield.
Right,
there's
man.
No reasoning with this armor.
All right, you know, I didn't want to have to do it, but okay. Well,
that's a nat one for Quintorius. As you go to put your rapier up, he just like a older brother bullying a younger brother. He just palms your head and pushes you away from him. What would you like to do with your bonus action?
Well, don't mind me, good sir. I'm just going to go ahead and move. Use my bonus action and my movement to kind of just go all the way over here and have to hide.
Give me a stealth check.
21.
As I mean, he can't even make an opportunity attack, I believe, right? With
he just has to watch me, Vince McMahon, strut my way across the battlefield.
You sashay away, and you can see that the animated armor's like it looks up, kind of confused. It's like a squeak from its helmet, and then you kind of disappear behind like some like broken down furniture, like an old bookshelf, and you're just gone. And the thing's looking around now, unsure what to do. Seth, that is your turn.
Seth is going to throw the fruit bowl off his head and go, "Ha, you never noticed me," and then jump over the chair. So I'm assuming acrobatics check.
Acrobatics check, which I believe you do at disadvantage.
Oh, yes, I do. It's a nat one.
Oh! Seth, you try to do like a cool flip and you stomach just hits the like lip of the chair, knocking all the wind out of you as you tumble over it. Take 2 points of bludgeoning damage. You're now on the opposite side of this old, worn out smoking chair that's trying to beat you senseless with its arm.
Seth, okay. And then takes out the rapier and tries to stab it.
Go ahead and make that attack roll for him if you wouldn't mind, sir.
16.
A 16 does hit, and you will get sneak attack because Sasha is right up there with you.
17 damage.
Please describe to me how you destroy this chair.
It's like a half-hearted stab because I have no wind in me. It just goes like right through the back of the chair through it, and it just ends. And Seth's like, "Awesome, I did it." Now it's the armor's turn, and I'm gonna hide.
Go ahead and make a stealth check with disadvantage for me.
11.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, you're hiding kind of behind a pile of rubble, but your head is clearly visible. But you can see that the animated armor is up next, and it stares at Gort, who fired an arrow at him. It's like, guys, anyone could maybe probably help me, because it would be a shame if I were to not get to highlight all of my extra ability. Oh my god! You can see the animated armor just punches Gort in the back super hard. He takes 3 bludgeoning damage. He's like, ow. Yeah, it's fine. I wanted to show you all that anyone can be a hit in a fight. I am a phantom. Gambocles, that is you in the barrel.
I'm going to stay put in my barrel, and I'm going to shoot the short bow.
Okay, you are hiding, so go ahead and Yeah, but I was going to say make it with advantage, but that's a nat 20.
Nat 20.
Roll that damage, sir.
It's an 8.
Goodness. With the 13 critical from your sneak attack as well, that is 21 damage.
Yeah, baby.
Right? Oh. Gamblecles, you pop up out of a barrel, wild card style.
Wild card.
And fire an arrow perfectly through this armor's heart. You can see that, like, arcane, like, bolts are straining out of this thing's chest as the arcane magnet is put together this suit of armor. This defender is starting to unravel.
That's weird.
Gore's getting covered with sparks of arcane energy. It doesn't look good! That is...
Get him, Sasha!
Anything with your bonus action. Oh, also, yes, Sasha can go as well.
Can I shoot another short bow with the two weapon?
No, now two weapon fighting.
Yeah, because... Okay. I'm going to bonus action duck back into my barrel.
Give me a stealth check.
That's a 9.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to fit a minotaur in a barrel. Just is what it is, you know?
Yeah, hey.
Sasha is going to charge the suit of armor, making her tusk attack. And she misses. You know, but her heart's in the right place. That's what's important.
You'll get him next time.
Gort is screaming and freaking out. He's going to try to stab the suit of armor with his little shitty dagger. That's a dirty 20. And with Sasha there, he is going to... do a nice clean 8 damage. Alright. Animated chairs are all dead, so that means it's Quintorius's turn.
I'm gonna bonus action dash and take my movement to get as close as possible to the Hun.
Aha! I've returned! Bitch didn't see me.
And I'm just gonna whip a dagger at him, because I'm not... I don't know, I got a bow. I'll use my short bow.
22 is going to hit... and 12. With 12 points of damage, Quintorius, can you please tell me how you defeat this animated armor?
I look him in the eyes.
I squint my eyes, and I unleash my arrow, and it just takes his helmet off, and he collapses.
The suit of armor tumbles at Gort's feet. All part of the plan. Well. You all... but so well, which I knew you would, which is why I recruited you to join my league of shadows and phantoms.
So
I am the shadow, but I am also now a phantom. I am starting a new league of extraordinary rogues for help on a very secret and important project. So are you guys in, or... because you fight pretty good.
I need to take a breather.
Shower first?
Yeah.
How does he smell, or is the barrel smell?
It's probably me. I had to...
I'm just going to do one of these. I got a 6 on a con save because he's so close to me.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. That's another 4 points of... or 2 points of poison damage.
I just vomit a little bit.
I haven't been able to figure out the plumbing in the new lair. Also, thank you all, because it was very helpful having you get rid of all these old little fuddy-duddy enchantments. I mean, I could have obviously handled it, but it was good. A good test, a highlight of all your skills. Seth, good moves over there. I see you behind the rubble.
You don't see me?
Yeah, you don't see me.
Oh, it's... I don't want to get this... inflate his ego or anything. He's very good, but it's hiding. It's unorthodox, to say the least.
That's kind of orthodox.
So, you guys are also professional rogues, like me. So, what's your kind of vibe? What's your deal? What brings you all to Utkali?
Well, I'm trying to make some money, with games a chance. Would you like to play?
Sure. I'm obviously flush with cash, so I'll start with a small bet, you know, to keep it fair. How about 5 silver pieces?
I mean, if that's how you want to play.
I mean, yeah, that's not...
I'll take that bet.
Like, a half of all the money I have. So, yeah, it's fine.
It's not even half the money you have?
No, not even.
Then I want more.
No.
Are you familiar with Minotaur games?
I've never played it. What is it? Is it a Minotaur? It's a game that Minotaurs play.
Don't get him started on the Minotaur.
We're each going to roll one dice. Whoever has the higher number is the winner.
Okay, sure. I could probably get into that. Yes. Okay.
I got the dice, obviously. I got the dice.
Gore walks over to this like old table. He kind of pushes a stack of books off of it. I think college kids used to use this place years ago, but obviously, you know, this district's kind of gone to hell. There's, I don't know if you guys... Can I get a really quick history check? As Gort's asking you how much you guys have seen in the city. How much have you boys seen of Bud Cali since you got here? Has it been kind of gotten...
Oh. We're in a city?
Literally nothing.
The boys each rolled a 2. That's 3 2s in a row. We are playing on Roll 20 this week because we had a little bit of a scheduling issue, so that's why we're getting such a fun filler arc February. But boy, if that's not two crew behavior, that is 3 2s in a row. You guys don't know shit about Bud Cali. You just got here. This is the first place you wandered into. You almost got mugged by bandits an hour ago. So yeah, they have a bat guano factory. Where they just have that it's a lot. The bats are shitting constantly. You need it for fireball regions. So yeah, they sell it, and it's the whole district stinks to high heaven. So that's why I figured this place would probably be good. Obviously, it's mostly abandoned, besides some of these enchanted furniture and whatnot.
Sasha, get over here. Root around. Go find the bathroom. See how the plumbing's doing.
Sasha gives you a wink. She's going to make a perception check, but she has a -1/2. That's a 2. You can see Sasha goes over and eats a bunch of maps.
Okay.
She eats them.
I love that little scamp. Anyways, gonna put your money where your beak is or what?
Yes, 5 silver. A gentleman's agreement. It's 5 silver down on the table.
While Gort is playing Minotaur games, can I sneak up behind him and right as he rolls just kind of scare him?
I want to do, right as he rolls, I want to steal his dice.
So, I need 2 sleight of hand checks.
21.
Okay. Sleight of hand or stealth?
I'm going to go sleight of hand. Get to be at a 9.
14.
Okay, so Gort is rolling these dice in his hand. I've obviously heard of Minotaur games. I'm not some kind of rinky-dink assassin. I am a master phantom. So, of course, I've heard of all of the kinds of games. And then he looks down at his hand, and he's no longer even rolling the dice. Quintoris, you've somehow taken the dice out of his hand with close-up magic while he was talking. He actually, as he's talking to Seth, you can see like kind of just see a trunk go out of frame, come back into frame. Oh, hello, dwarf. Yes, I was about to. Where did the dice go? Oh, he's gonna be mad. Do you have backup dice, Gamble, please?
You lost the dice.
I think it was a
dirt. How the hell did you? Of course I have backup dice.
Perfect. All right, so what do we roll? What's the how does this work?
Take the dice and
this is good team building.
Just roll it. That's it. That's the whole game.
I'm gonna steal this pair of dice.
And now I'm gonna roll.
A 1. Is a 1 good?
Well, let's see what I roll.
I would like to roll my own.
I rolled a 4. Give me the silver.
Okay.
I rolled a 6.
You weren't in on this game.
But I have your dice.
Can I have my dice back?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The trunk just gives him the dice.
So I lost my dice set and 50 silver. Not really great for me. So, anywho, now that we've done the team building portion of the Thieves Guild Session 1, you guys down to kind of maybe work for the Phantom? He tries to sit in one of these old armchairs and like look cool, but as he goes across his big bird leg, it just looks uncomfortable and awkward.
Can we talk about this mission? It's so secretive. Yes.
The mission. Oh, the mission. I was hoping you'd ask about the mission. Oh, you. That's why I knew, Gamblecleese, you'd be a fine addition to the team, because you stay focused on the mission. Well, gather round, gentlemen, because we're going to talk about the mission. It's elaborate. Many steps, many parts, many moving elements. I don't want to... If I gave it all away at once, it would be too confusing to you humble rogues, so I must keep it all in my mind, like sand through a sieve, and it flows. It's really important that we focus on the mission element, the aspect that is the mission.
I don't think he knows what the mission is, Seth.
I don't think he knows what the mission is.
No, I do. But the first step... Okay, listen. There's multiple steps. I wrote it down. I have it. So we have four knights. No, and not with a K, not like KN, like four knights.
Like PM?
Cycle of the moon. Yes, AM to PM, full. We have four knights until Krizik and his faithful get out of the city. Have it on good authority. They're leaving. And see, I have a plan. I need to get to Windmere for the plan. I have a rival. His name is Glebnor. He's kind of a puddle with a mind and eyes. There's a lot of elements, but really the point is we are rivals, and he has given me a job for a god. So, of course, you can see how important it is. I need to get to Windmere and kidnap a guy.
Windmere?
Yeah, I know.
It's a different form of stealing, I'm in.
Cool, yeah, good. Quintoris is in, so I think if he's in, then probably Gambicles here in too, I would imagine, right? Because Quintoris is in, so you're in, right?
Well, will I be able to gamble?
Sure, probably. I can't imagine there wouldn't be time for it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess if I can gamble.
And Seth, no one can cut a chair in half like you, so I feel like it's kind of like a given that you're in, probably, right? Because you'd probably be in.
There's probably a million chairs in Windmere. I'll take them all out.
Okay, so we had to go over the steps. Where's the board? Hold on, I had a board. Do you want to make a perception check for me real quick?
18.
11.
Gamblecleez, you kind of get out of the barrel and you can see Gort, this little tiny Kenku, is kind of stumbling around, kind of trying to pushing this like old kind of tower of books over. There's like a thud of scrolls, and he pulls out like what looks like a wipey board out from behind this bookshelf. So I have the steps, of course, because I mentioned before, of course, I am a phantom. But also a shadow. So I was, of course, given this very secretive project. I've broken it down into four nights, four steps. The first step was tonight, really, which was just A, clearing out the furniture, which, of course, I could have done, but you did. And also, you could all be proving yourselves and joining my secret society. So that's step one. Step two involves fake mustaches, which I think I have a very good plan. I just feel like if we're going to do rogue stuff, there's no way we can do it unless we have a supply of fake mustaches. Now, am I off base here? Are you guys agreeing with me? I'm looking in the room. I'm polling. How do we feel about phase two fake mustaches? I underlined it.
Is it just mustaches?
Yeah, like, that's it?
Is there glasses and a big nose, at least, or...?
Well, I mean, you all have kind of different... you're all different kind of species, so...
Where the hell does a Loxodon even wear a mustache?
Hey, man, that's a little offensive.
Okay, where the hell does a Kenku wear a mustache? On the tip of your beak? Under your eyes? Where the heck does it go?
That's true, that is. Where does it go?
We'll get there when we get there. We'll figure it out. It's fine. The important part is we'll have... That's only... It's an element. The mustaches, they're an element.
I already have a mustache, though, so, like, do I put a mustache over the mustache?
Be a double mustache.
That might confuse them. I think maybe in that case, we only need three, which would be good. So, Okay, actually, I was going to go into step two, which involves a laundromat, but I think it's probably better if we just focus on the mustache, because that's the most pressing. We'll get the mustaches. So, I, of course, have a plan. Are there any questions?
What's the plan?
Yeah, what's the plan here to get the mustaches?
I have questions so about this puddle when we have time.
Sure, yes. He's quite viscous.
How the hell does a puddle send you on a mission?
He was very persuasive.
For a puddle?
Honestly, it all kind of happened so fast. But, yes. I gotta kidnap a guy's brother. I don't ever met the guy, but they gave me a description, and I think...
Oh, kidnapping.
I can probably find him.
You hear that?
Kidnapping is an element.
You hear that, Quintorius? People stealing.
People stealing, baby. I'm fucking in.
This is the pre-plan to the kidnapping. You gotta get to Windmere, and apparently, Krizik and his faithful are abandoning the temple here in Bad Kelly. They're leaving in a few days. So, we get the fake mustaches, a pair of their dumb robes, we break into their temple, find where this brother is, and then we board their caravan, sneak off to Windmere, no harm, no foul. Get it, foul, because I'm the bird. That's just one of the many jokes you'll hear on our adventures together. I'm very excited. Anyone else, or how do we feel as a group?
And the robes aren't good enough by themselves.
I just feel like I committed to mustaches. I underlined it. You can see.
I do see it's underlined three times.
Yeah, it's bold too. Like you really.
I've already done the font, and when the Phantom commits to a font, well, of course you can understand. We must see out the fonts and the step with the mustaches.
All right. I mean, I can't argue against it. It's right there on the board. Mustaches.
Also on the board, you'll see my bulletins. I made little bullet points here. So, where do we get high-quality mustaches? Everyone knows... The best mustaches come from the beards of bearded devils. But there's no bearded devils inside Bad Kali. There's no demons or devils. So we're going to have to take a little quick field trip outside the city wall, which is safe and fine. There's a little town. It's not far. It's called Uma. And it's kind of like a devil and a demon, like biker kind of hangout town. It's pretty sketchy. I was in a barrel there once. I don't want to get into it. But... there's plenty of bearded devils that hang out there and drink there. So I thought maybe we go there, little snip snip, steal some beard, come back, make some fun mustaches, boom.
How are we getting there?
The board.
Question, why don't we just go to a bar here, get a dwarf drunk, and just steal his beard? Because dwarves have the best beards. You can make a shit ton of mustaches.
I'll get the quality on this bearded devil mustache... You're gonna freak. You're gonna want double mustache, Seth. I'm letting you know that. I can look at your face. I'm telling you. A devil mustache will look very distinguished. With the robes, I think it'll really go together, really sell it. Because we do have to sneak by some kind of paranoid little weird storm worshippers. So I think, and also I did write the bulletins. So I feel like we should.
I can see where this is going, Seth. How far is Uma?
It's like, we can get there tomorrow. We'll be at the bar by tomorrow night.
How are we getting there?
It's not that far. We could walk. Look at all of it.
We're walking. First of all, hoof it is offensive. Okay?
Yeah. I have hooves.
I feel awful.
Yeah, why don't we just totally wing it? We'll just wing the plan. See, how does that sound? Oh. Doesn't sound nice, does it?
I hate to end our night on such a sour note before the bit. I feel awful now. You guys can stay here. I mean, there's all this kind of broken down old armchairs and stuff. We could make kind of like a little...
I need something to lay on. I'm going to roll up this fucking rug that tried to kill me.
Sure. It'll be like a sleepover of... the new shadows of Gort, who is the Phantom.
Is that what we're called?
The new shadows of Gort Phantom?
Gort the Phantom? Yeah, it's that. I mean, doesn't roll off the tongue.
What would you guys want to be called if you would have say in it?
The Quintorius Can't Stop Stealing Experience featuring Gort sounds cool.
Oh my god, you just come up with that?
Yeah.
That's amazing, it's so good. I wish I could steal it, but I'd feel wrong.
My name's still in the title, so I'm in. That sounds perfect.
Seth?
I'll go with that. I mean, I like to be obscure, so me not being in the title, I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Stick that feather in your cap, buddy.
The title, huh?
Well, well, well. Seems that our merry band is finally together. The next stop for the Quintorius Can't Stop Stealing Experience featuring Gort is Mustache City, and I'm ready to ride! We'll catch you all next time on a very stupid episode of Dicey Situations. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to keep it dicey!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.